As the sun rises, it marks the beginning of a new day. The planets rotate with magnificent speeds through space. Our lives and thoughts are just specks of dust in this vast universe. Existence created with a mere thought, traveling at the speed of light. Surrounded by frequency, we are humanity. What does this journey hold for you? How can you prepare for this great task of mortal existence? Where can I find information to follow my heart and purpose? These are the questions that I have asked myself. What are the mysteries that have yet to unfold? Join me in the search for meaning and inspiration. Tune into the universe around you for the most profound intelligence. I am Joshua Roberts, and your journey has led you here to this podcast. I am grateful to offer wisdom, guidance, and information to help you along the way. Together, we will discover books, health, outdoor adventure, spirituality, and mysticism. We will also meet others on this journey and learn from their experience. Let's raise the vibration of this planet. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi there, brothers and sisters, fellow humans and aliens alike. I hope you're having a great day or a great night or whenever this podcast finds you. Oh, wow, lots of information. My heart is full. I'm super excited to be here and super excited that you took a few minutes out of your life to work on yourself and find ways that you can become more you and you can remember what it is that you've forgotten. And for those of you that are new to the podcast and just checking in, you know, I just want to express my gratitude. Many of you that have listened before know that I'm just so grateful for you and the time that you want to spend working on yourself, and that you check out this podcast and see if you can find a better connection with nature or a better connection with source or higher power or the universe or whatever that is. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful that you're here, and I'm grateful that you're checking this out. So just fixed my outro. I had a little bit of a hum on there, so I'm going to change that up. This will be the first episode with a new outro. I hope that's great. You can find more podcasts on all the different podcast platforms. I'm thinking on like five different platforms, but the easiest way is go to enlightenedoutdoor.com, and you can get connected with the other podcast platforms there. If you're on iTunes, if you like this stuff, and I'm so grateful, you can hit me up, leave me a review or a five-star rating, and share it with your friends, and spread the word. I really appreciate it, and I'm super grateful for that. So today, I don't really have anything specific I want to talk about except for making connection, finding connection. This podcast may find you in a variety of areas in your life. I don't know if it's you're just branching out from religion, if you're very religious, if you don't have anything, if you're atheist, if you are highly super galactic, metaphysical, quantum physics guy or gal, you know, whatever, wherever you are. I've been alone in my journey from time to time, you know, and I haven't had a tribe per se. And I've recently stumbled into a group of cats that I am so excited to call my tribe. And I spent some time with them over the last couple of weeks. We've had some events, and man, I'm just here to say it is so nice to have people on the same page to talk to, and people that are higher, you know, further along in their journey, people that are just up and coming. You know, what a great opportunity that we have to share experiences with one another and learn from those experiences. And then if those experiences help somebody, to just lend a hand and say, look, I've been there, I've done that, and here we are. And I'm just so grateful. I love to dance, and I've been missing a dancing aspect in my life for quite a while. I make music. I've got some electronic music background, a bunch of disco background, you know, drum and bass per se, not very much, but a lot of tribal drumming type stuff. And I just love that music, and I love dancing. And I've played with it a lot and done different parties and things over the years since like the early 90s. And I found an ecstatic dance group here in Salt Lake that they actually meet up at the Krishna Temple. And man, I just want to express my gratitude for that. And if anybody goes to E-Dance here in Salt Lake and is listening, man, a huge shout out, because it's really a great, it's a great space. It's conscious. It's environmentally friendly. We meet at the Krishna Temple, and we are just trying to raise the vibration of the planet through expression and through dance and through non-judgmentalism, to allow everybody to just be authentic and create a safe container for them to express themselves. And wow, I mean, I'm just blown away. I love it. I've had so much fun there. Danced my butt off. Had a great time. So a huge shout out to the cats that are putting it on. And, you know, I think Chase and Melody and Micah and whoever else is involved there, you know, you guys rock. And I just want to express my gratitude again for that. I've met some great people just the last little bit, and been able to connect on that higher consciousness level and discuss awesome deep topics. And I'm looking forward to my journey there. Just profound. Met some really nice individuals tonight. We had an open circle for leaders in consciousness, and it went great. Loved it. Met some great, great people. Was able to get connected and, you know, just really feel what some people are going through out there, and different perspectives on how we can reach out and help, how they can help us, and how we can all grow together as a collective and start raising that vibration. So this is my challenge. Any of you, anywhere you are in life, if you are feeling lonely or not understood or respected, or you haven't had a chance to communicate, I encourage you to find a group of like-minded people. If they're further along the path than you, even better, because they can push you to, you know, grow and develop your consciousness a little bit more. But I would just encourage you in any way, whatever way you want, to find a group of people doing the same thing and connect. Connect up. Make a tribe and express yourself. And be authentic and find space to grow. We've talked a lot about, you know, different healing modalities and meditations and things on here, and you know, we can do a lot of work within ourselves. But I feel in my heart that as much work as I do on myself, I learn more when I help others and I serve, and I serve at whatever capacity I can. A pat on the back, a smile, a congratulations, a gift, service in any way, helping someone with anything, stopping to help someone on the side of the road, throwing someone some cash when they're down. But you know, this, we're here on this planet to serve our brothers and sisters, and find a way and a group that you can get involved with that will inspire you to do something like that. And that's my challenge for today. You know, this, I am so, this life is so fun. And there's so many challenges, and I'm just so grateful for the lessons I learned from all of these challenges and the opportunity that I have to share with others the challenges that I've gone through, and that, you know, we can meet on a common ground and see eye to eye and heart to heart and feel each other and see each other and grow together. So check out the other podcasts and check out some people that are your tribe. Find your tribe. Find your tribe. Find your tribe. I can't stress it enough. I'm just grateful to find my tribe and be hanging out with some awesome peeps and having a lot of fun and expressing myself and just moving energy and being grateful. So check it out. Enlightened Outdoor Experience. I love you. Namaste. This is the Enlightened Outdoor Experience. I'm so glad you stopped by. If you like this podcast and it was of value to you, please leave me a 5-star rating or write a review. It helps others to find this information. We're so grateful for everybody along this journey. The music was provided in the intro and the outro by Robert James Ryan III and the band All Else Is. You can find him on SoundCloud. I hope you have a beautiful day and a wonderful life. Thank you.